This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
And just because we're doing that right now, this hour, because we are talking to the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, I got a scoop for you.
What's that?
Well, we just heard from the judge in California about the magazine ban.
Okay.
I don't know. You probably heard about that the last couple of days, right?
Right.
So I have our attorney sent us a little highlighted section. Would you like me to read it?
Please.
Therefore, it is hereby ordered that the judgment is stayed in part pending final resolution of the appeal from the judgment. The permanent injunction enjoining enforcement of California Penal Code Section 32310A and B is hereby stayed effective 5 p.m. Friday, April 5th, 2019. It is hereby further ordered that the preliminary injunction issued on June 29, 2017, enjoining enforcement of California Penal Code Section 32310C and D shall remain in effect. And then the last paragraph here. It is hereby further ordered that the permanent injunction enjoining enforcement of California Penal Code Section 32310A and B shall remain in effect for those persons and business entities who have manufactured, imported, sold, or bought magazines able to hold more than 10 rounds between the entry of the court's injunction on March 29, 2019 and 5 p.m. Friday, April 5th, 2019, dated April 4th, 2019. So basically, the synopsis of that means that, at least what I'm reading here, that as of Friday, they won't be able to import, buy, sell, et cetera, to California. But if you have them before Friday at 5, you're golden.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me that you keep up with this, because one of the things that, and we're going to get to the reason why we haven't even gotten anywhere near what I wanted to have Jay on the show for, but one of the things that you seem to do is that you both stay within the letter of the law, and at the same time, you show all kinds of people all the time that engineering doesn't have a political, you know, it doesn't have a political agenda. We can comply with everything you want and still do everything we want.
We try. Words have meaning, right? And so yep. We're in a constitutional democracy, republic,
excuse me.
But, you know, the law is supposed to stem from that constitution, and each and every word has meaning, and the law needs to be followed. All too often, you know, everybody kind of looks at things and doesn't really go, but what about this or what about that? And the law doesn't specify this or that, so go for it. These are opportunities to produce products that people want. And I mean no disrespect to any law enforcement or regulatory agency by doing that. It's just a matter of here's the rule book. Like if you're going out racing, which I used to do,
right?
This is the rule book. And if you're not trying to use the whole damn book, then you're missing the point.
Well, and you know, we saw that with the assault weapon ban. Although I haven't seen an assault weapon ban era AR in a very long time. Do they even have they all been just recycled?
You mean the federal ones?
You know, the 94 to 2004 era ban when they took off the, you know, they took off the cage and they did some of these other things to make it, because it was all cosmetic.
You know, I think if you look at our industry and you see the different products that are being made now, just a few years ago, everybody had the cheese grater handguard. So, and that's going back, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years. And so if you talk about going back 15 years, well, that's a quantum leap in this industry.
Right. That was a long time ago. Although, you know, the thing about this, and I don't know if you ever heard this, but I would be interested to know what your opinion of this is. A lot of people say that during the AR, during the assault weapons ban, without that civilian market, that the military development sort of ceased as far as on the platform. There were no quad when the assault weapons ban was done in 2004. They were still running around with the M16A2.
Mm-hmm.
There were no quad rails. It wasn't the Legos that it has become now. And for a lot of people, that means that they that became a national security concern without that development happening in the platform. Because doesn't every manufacturer need to cultivate the civilian market?
A lot of them do. There's some that are strictly military. Fur France is one that comes to mind because they made, if I recall correctly, and I'm not an expert on them, but they made a buffer system for machine guns that was most applicable to military sales.
Right.
But yeah, the civilian market is where the majority of the market is, and the development, you got a lot of creative people out there looking to make a living for their family, and they're going to come up with a better mousetrap over time. You know, recently we were just in Carson City giving testimony over a new band that they're looking to put in our state here in Nevada. And there was this individual from one of the anti-gun groups that basically is trying to create new laws that is so nebulous, that the new law is so nebulous that they want to try to implement, that it includes everything from a 10/22 to a bump stock equipped firearm. And they're doing that on purpose. They want to stifle that innovation and prevent something from being created before you even think you have a chance to create it.
Right.
That's how hard the antis are working against all of us, not just Franklin Armory, but all of us.
Well, the thing I like about you, Jay, is that nobody else is countering them the way you counter them. Or at least if they are, I'm not seeing it. So I get a kick out of, you know, you guys that get out there and say, okay, well, here's a rule book, and I'm going to play by the rule book, but you don't know what that means. You don't know what that means. So I'm going to show you what that means. And, you know, so I get a kick out of that. Now, I have Jay on the show tonight because I have taken a couple of Franklin Armory guns out and shot them. And I want to ask him some questions, and I want you guys to hear the answers to these questions. Two weapons I have taken out are the Reformation, which is a line of rifles that looks like a SBR, but it is not an SBR because it's not a rifle.
Bingo.
It's a firearm, but it is not a rifle. And then, of course, then there's a PDW Charlie 11, C11, which is a AR-15 pistol configuration, an ingenious one, one of the highest quality one I've ever seen. The stock and the brace, and well, it's not a stock. The brace is set up in a beautiful way, and the barrel, and then of course they both have binary triggers, so it's quite exciting to go Franklin Armory shooting, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. But that's interesting. So they have everybody in California has till tomorrow to get their magazines, and they can't enforce it once they got it.
Correct.
Okay, you heard it first from Jay Jacobson, Franklin Armory. Another PSA coming out of him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I can't stand it. Oh, goodness. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. And I am, you know, it's like the Monkees song. I'm a believer. Joining me now is the CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. Are you going to be at the NRA annual meeting?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, okay. We're going to have a pretty neat display there. We've just signed on a racer, Andrew Lee, and he's actually we're going to bring in his race bike into the booth too. It's going to be pretty cool,
right? So maybe we could set up and film again.
Sure.
Cool. Anyway. I've taken two of the weapons out. Now let's go with Reformation first. Reformation is an answer to a problem that most people would never have considered. And it is an ingenious answer, because what you did was you took everything about the geometry and you looked at the internals of it, and you figured out, well, that's sort of silly to have to be able to wait on this kind of geometry for, you know, the NFA stuff and the tax stamp and all the other stuff. And you developed a firearm, not a rifle, but a firearm that has all of the attributes for a close-in combat weapon with one modification. Tell us about it.
Yeah, just the straight-cut lands and grooves. We looked into it, and we were looking at the fact that a shotgun is smoothbore and a rifle has rifling. Could there be any other option that wasn't in column A or column B? And we came up with straight cut lands and grooves. And with that, it took a while, but ATF got back to us and confirmed that if we make a firearm with a straight cut lands and grooves, and don't use a fixed shotgun shell, then it would not be something that would fall under the NFA. So that opened the door where you could actually have a 11.5-inch barreled firearm and 300 blackout that utilizes a standard stock, or in our case, we're using the Magpul SLK, but you could swap whatever stock you want to put on there. And not violate the NFA. And so that was kind of a unique solution to that. A lot of folks have said, well, you know, that would have been cool, but now we got braced firearms, and that kind of supplants that. And braced firearms are cool, but the other thing we got is the ability to also put on a forward vertical grip. And within 100 yards, these things are very effective, even with standard off-the-shelf ammunition. We're working on some other ammunition that is designed to be stabilized through the straight-cut lands and grooves, and we're getting some fantastic results. We were out shooting this last weekend, and the penetration on some of the designs are just incredible, just ripping through. For example, we weren't actually trying to test the penetration, but it went ripping through a 6x6 right on the perimeter edge of it and just bored a hole straight through and didn't slow down, deviate, or nothing. I was pretty impressed by that. Of course, we'll be doing some gel tests and that sort of thing in the near future as well.
Well, one thing about this that I found, I think in an urban environment, which and I would be interested, when you were figuring this out, when you were putting this gun together, What was your thought process? Why would you make this gun? What niche were you hoping to fill?
Well, we went for a couple of different segments. One was just simply a hard-hitting 300 blackout, which would carry more weight downrange, potentially even utilizing it for hunting even, but for in woods hunting, 100 yards or less, that sort of thing. And also for home defense, that was the market that we were going for with this. And then we also thought, well, you know, what about if we did something a little smaller? So we have a 5.56 version because everybody wants a firearm in 5.56 and made it even tinier, really compact and more portable, more, you know, effective in the closer range scenarios. So basically you get all of this and you don't have to have any kind of tax stamp and that sort of thing. So that was the market. The guy that wanted to didn't want to wait 6 months and or more and fill out all the paperwork and fingerprints or a trust or what have you. And he or gal, by the way, and simply have an effective self defense firearm that transfers like any other firearm and doesn't require any special Mother May I permits from the federal government.
And you can travel across state lines with it and you can go anywhere you want to with it.
That is correct. Originally, we were concerned that we would have to fill out forms for crossing state lines, but we have heard from high up people at ATF that that is not required because this firearm is not registered with the NFA. So because it's not on their registry, they don't care whether you cross state lines with it or not.
I just, you know, it's got to be sort of satisfying for you to come out with. And this is the thing. We shot this weapon at steel. We shot this weapon at steel. And I don't remember the distance, but you're shooting a weapon at a human to deanimate them, to stop them from doing whatever it is they're doing. This weapon will do that. And it will do it well. And it will hit what you're aiming at. It will hit what you're aiming at. If you're looking for a long-range rifle, this is not it. This is a purely self-defense animal, and it is a well-thought-out one. The fit and function of this is superb. And there's just something sort of cool about that little package. We're coming up on the break. I'll let you
know.
Yeah.
With this technology, real quickly, with this technology, we are looking at longer-barreled versions with the stabilized projectiles that are stabilized through this design that would be long-range firearms, but that's still in development, and we'll get that coming.
See, and I have no doubt that they'll develop that, and it'll work too, because they're Franklin Armory, and you can find them at franklinarmory.com. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago is giving Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox a vote of no confidence amid the Jussie Smollett controversy.
We're very grateful for the top police officials who are here with one united voice to demand the resignation of Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly Fox.
Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham, saying his request comes after numerous times felony charges have been dropped, and the last straw was that the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett were dropped as well. Uganda police are still searching for an American tourist and her local driver who were kidnapped by gunmen. The assailants used one of the victim's cell phones to call authorities and demand a $500,000 ransom. The pair was ambushed while on a safari in the Queen Elizabeth National Park this week. And President Trump is set to head to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
And I am speaking with the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. And you sent me the PDWC-11, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Did I say it was the OPS? I only found out you had the OPS today, to be honest with you. So
gotcha. Yeah, the OPS has the Osprey piston. And fitting under that or around that is the Magpul handguard, the SL handguard. Works real well, just slightly different configuration.
Well, it would have to work really well. So, because let's talk about the PDWC-11. Now, the PDWC-11, for those of you unfamiliar with it, has like that battle arms sliding brace on it. If it was a full-blown AR-15, it would slide a lot further, but it slides back a little bit and locks in place. It's very comfortable to shoot. The fit and finish is superb. That's superb, Jay. Who did that? Which one of the engineers?
You know, we've got a lot of talented folks down there in the shop.
Yeah, well, my hat's off to. I would love to find out who designed that one and put that one together the first time. But anyway, I digress. And I neglected to mention that both of these guns have binary triggers in them. So the PDW C11 has all of the range, manners, and shooting characteristics in straight semi-auto of just about any AR-15 you could hope to find. And I really want to know how you built that into the binary trigger where that single that single pull of the trigger feels almost custom. How is that built into the binary trigger?
Well, you know, we do the machining right here in-house, and we really have some quality folks down there in the machine shop that do a great job of polishing, deburring, make sure everything comes out the way it should. It all gets quality checked by other staff, so we don't have the fox in charge of the house to make sure that everything's done right, then goes off to heat treating and comes back, and black oxide we do in-house. Folks just around here, they take pride in their work. It's American-made, and they love what they do. They love having a job in the gun industry, and we hire talented people to make sure we can deliver on what we promise to deliver.
Let's talk about now both of these guns, both of these weapons come with a muzzle device called the Triumpha. Is that correct?
Close. Triumvir.
Triumvir, okay.
Basically, it's comes from Triumvirate or what have you. Basically, it's got three cuts in the end of it. The way they were designed, it's done with a, what do they call that? Not a Woodruff cutter. I'm not the machinist here, so I'll have to think about this, what the term of
it's
that is.
It's a specialty tool. I get the gist.
Yeah. It creates a venturi, basically. So as the projectile comes out, it's drawing air in from the outside to basically blow out the flame that you might have of any unburnt powder, if you have any unburnt powder. So on a longer barreled variant, it works even better. But even if you put it on, say, a 7.5-inch barreled firearm, what you'll find is that it'll keep any flame that is going to still be there. It'll be in a very narrow band commensurate with the bore of the firearm. It won't pop up into the shooter's vision or line of sight as they're looking down the top of the firearm.
You're beating me to the punch on this, but please continue.
Sorry. But with those venturis cut in there, it also acts as a compensator, because the one on top is cut longer, the ones on the bottom are cut shorter, and they're also cut and they're splayed on the bottom so that they're not kicking up a big dust signature. So if you're shooting prone, the it won't create a whirlwind as you're trying to get your second shot off and so forth. So basically, it is a compensator. It is a flash hider. And the other interesting thing is it's a linear compensator, which means that it projects the sound downrange, not to the left or to your right where your buddies are shooting, and not to you where you're at the 6 o'clock position, but downrange where, you know, it doesn't matter if they hear it or not. They're not going to like it anyways. So those three items in combination are really rather unique, and we actually got a NTOA approval on that. And comments I was reading on it were kind of interesting because they were noting that most times when manufacturers claim multiple characteristics in a muzzle device, they usually fail at all of them. And they were very impressed with the combination of what this muzzle device provides, the Triumvir. And there's been other independent tests that put it in about the top five as far as overall flash hiding capability. So when you combine that with the other characteristics, it really is a fabulous muzzle device. And it's not designed to be pointy at the end, but I sure wouldn't want to have my forehead hit with that if there was a lot.
Oh, no. That would be an entertaining day at the emergency room where they were saying, what caused that? The thing about this, though, when you're thinking, like, the C11 is an 11-inch barrel. The Reformation rifle I have, it has a 7.5-inch barrel, I believe it is.
If we sent you a 5.56 version, it would be a 7.5-inch barrel with a secondary vertical grip. We have and we have a 300 blackout variant that is the 11.5-inch barrel. So we got two different calibers, two different barrel lengths.
So the point here is that normally, I've always thought that AR-15s that are in rifle or in pistol configurations with a short barrel need to be suppressed to get rid of that big fireball that you have, which looks like a mini nuclear detonation. Well,
yeah.
if you have the Triumvir on the end of it, you don't have the mini nuclear detonation, and you don't have all that gas blowing back in your face either. And I found that that piece alone is worth the price of admission. It made the firing of both of those weapons very managed. I have a lot of pleasure when I shoot guns anyway, so I'm not going to say it was very pleasurable, Jay, because I have a good time with it anyway. But that was very impressive. That was a very impressive piece.
You know, we appreciate you bringing that up. That's probably one of the least known things about our firearms that has been overlooked. People didn't realize or know about. But, yeah, that Triumvir is really a gem. And we also offer it individually if anyone wants to, you know, try them on. We have them on our website, or dealers and distributors carry them. So, it really is a fantastic device.
Well, when you look at it, you know, it just looks like three sort of twisting, swirling pieces of metal coming off of it, and the compensation quality it has as well. Very easy to keep on target. There's no big flash. It's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about some other pieces on that gun, and I also want to talk about Providence, which we haven't talked about yet, so I want to see where we are with that. For those of you looking for these parts, for those of you that want to try this or that or the other, go to franklinarmory.com. This is a company that does not shirk any sort of they don't cut any corners, and at the same time, they're fighting hard on the Second Amendment side of it every day. Every day. No shrinking violets here. My guest is Jay Jacobson. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And listen while I'm talking to the boss from Franklin Armory. That is Jay Jacobson. One of the other pieces on this C-11 that I really liked is the quad rail, the forward handguard. It is ergonomically superior to most that I find. It's contoured. Is that proprietary? Is that something that you guys make, or where does that come from?
Well, there was a fellow Californian that we were working with on that developed that, and we decided to OEM it, and they actually make it for us to our specification, and we end up putting that on our firearms for that.
That
we're
is
fantastic, though. It's got the QD mounts and all that good stuff.
Let's talk about the brace, because the brace, having a brace like that on a AR pistol configuration, to me, is so much better than your typical, just the typical brace that's just sitting there. The blades are, they sometimes they come undone. Where did this brace come from?
Well, this is one of the SB Tactical PDW braces, and Alex Bosco over there at SB Tactical is a friend of mine, and I think he really hit a home run with this design, and we've got a great relationship, and when I saw that he graded this, I was, number one, impressed that he was able to convince ATF that an adjustable brace was necessary. I think it is, of course, as a matter of fact, but I'm impressed at his ability to get that shepherded through. And once we saw that he had it, we just had to have it on this firearm because it's very comfortable, very effective, and a great little design.
So let's talking about ATF. Now you do not take you're not out there just skipping to Malou, deciding that you're going to butt up against the letter of the law. You work very closely with the ATF to make sure you're dotting the I's, crossing the T's. That's a cliche I'm never going to get used to doing because you pay so much attention to detail. For example, with this the bump stock ban, the binary trigger was exempted from that by name, wasn't it?
It sure was, and it's really they didn't have to do that. They decided to do that, and they could have left it in obscurity. But now that they lined it out like that, it's going to be 10 times harder for any agency to come by after the fact and try and create a change like they did with the bump stock ban. So I really thank them for taking the time and effort to do that. I've met the attorneys that that drafted the original regulation, and which is different than the fellows that actually read all the letters. And I got a chance to meet with them too. They read everybody's letter and they segregated them into a different pile. And I was surprised they actually remembered the letter that I wrote after, you know, how many thousands of letters that they had received. They actually remembered mine. They told me that. I was like, wow, that's must have struck home somehow.
Right.
So, yeah, they're, you know, everybody makes ATF to be the bad guy a lot of times. And sometimes they have agents that aren't great. But honestly, a lot of the guys over in, DC there, they're not bad guys. You go, I've had a beer with them before at certain conferences and so forth. And, they're good people. What you got to realize that what they have to deal with is the political ramifications that were coming from Trump on down, which is a whole different conversation. But they also have all these letters they've written over the years, and it really kind of creates a problem for them because they know those letters are out there, and they don't want to put out conflicting information. So it's not an easy job, and I would challenge anybody that, you know, thinks it is easy to consider what they would do in certain circumstances when new technology is presented and they have to kind of fit that square peg into a round hole.
Yep. We'll have to have that conversation. You and I have never discussed the bump stock ban per se and what you thought of that. But with, for example, with Reformation, which Reformation is a non-rifled rifle type gun. It's a firearm. It's not a rifle. It's non-rifled. That makes it not a rifle. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance, based upon current statute, that somebody would look at that and say, well, you know, we didn't know you could make that, so we need to ban that too.
Well, the way the rule of law works is you got these folks over there in the legislature that can do whatever they think they need to do within constitutional grounds. Could they single that out? That would be the one way that they can go after a lot of different things. So, yeah, they could single that out. So politics matters, and elections have consequences. So act accordingly.
Well, you know, I look at that, and I look at the binary trigger, and I look at both of those things, and I'm like, this is just cutting edge. This is within the rule book. And then I look at Providence, where there is no rule book for Providence, is there?
Well, one way to look at it would be a lever action where the trigger's the lever.
Okay. But how many guns have ever been built like that?
None. So until we came along.
Yep.
So what we tried to do was create a non-semi-automatic that functions by simply pulling the trigger. And so as you do, the carry, you start with an empty chamber, which makes it the safest firearm in the world, because if there's nothing in the chamber, it can't go bang, right? So
right.
As you pull the trigger, the carrier comes back, and it gets to a certain point when the carrier breaks away, it scoops up around, and it goes forward, and it's got a locking, rotating bolt, and so it captures that round inside the chamber, and then the bolt collapses into the carrier very much like an AR bolt does. And when it does that, it meets a fixed firing pin. The round detonates, obturates, what have you. The bullet goes out the muzzle. And then after that, nothing happens. Until the next time you have to pull the trigger, in which case it extracts and ejects the case and starts the cycle all over again. So we created a whole new action and a whole new type of cycle of operation, and to the letter of the law, it's not semi-automatic. So we call it digital action, not that there's anything electronic about it. It's all right. About your finger, the digit. It actions it. That's what makes it work. A little play.
I hear you. I mean, for that weapon, you know, that I've been thinking about which Franklin Armory gun I want to be my Franklin Armory gun. And I'm kind of beginning to think that might be it, simply because they would have to write a whole new set of rules just to apply to that one, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they sure would. And it's funny, looking at this internationally, I bet New Zealand's going to be a new customer.
Yeah, well, I bet you at the NRA annual meeting, there'll be some Kiwis hanging out at the Franklin Armory booth. I want
to be happy to take care of them.
They will be Indianapolis, Indiana. What's your booth number going to be?
Oh my gosh, I would have to ask marketing. If I was a smart guy, I'd have that for you.
That's all right. We'll find you. I will be with Jay sometime while we're there. FranklinArmory.com. Thank you for joining me, sir. I will be circling back to you soonest.
My pleasure, and God bless, Bill.
Thank you. We have hour number three inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.